welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
A law is something that's in place and can never change. God's word is the law. Amen. It always works the same. How do you get saved? Confess with your mouth, what? The Lord Jesus Christ, and then what? And believe. So how important is believing? Of the utmost importance. If you believe, what's possible? All things. What does all things take in, Pastor? Hang on, let me think now. All things. What's all things? Are what? Possible to those that believe. John 3:16 says what? For God so loved, agape the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, so understand, you can be a whosoever. When I say three, mention your name. Ready? One, two, three. You're a whosoever. That's not your last name or your middle name, but Jesus died for everybody. That means anybody and everybody, he calls them a whosoever. Whosoever what? Says believes on who? Him will never what? Perish, but have everlasting life. It's very simple. See, there's nothing difficult about the Bible, but to live it on a daily basis can sometimes be difficult. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, you and I are greater. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When you come across anything in your life, I don't care if it's buying an automobile, a house, you've got to go buy clothes, you've got to go meet somebody, whatever it is, submit it to God in prayer, begin to thank him, and ask God for a scripture verse, say a scripture verse that will support what it is you're standing for. Amen? Now, let me just share this with you, and we're going to move on. There's so many times in all the years we've been ministering, 40 years, that people come and go. And when people come and go, you get, well, why'd they leave? And you get some people move, they got a job, and then some people just leave, all right? Never come back to church. And many times I can get into the mode, and my wife too sometimes, of why'd they leave? But I'm doing the work of the ministry by sharing the good news of Christ my whole life, and so is my wife. And there are times that we can get disappointed, but we don't let disappointment in because it's the mind, will, and emotions. We're not going to let the soulish realm in, but instead we claim Scripture. You understand that principle? I grab a hold of Scripture in any, in every circumstance in my life. What does the Word say? What does the Word say I should do? How should I respond with the Word? That needs to be the foundation that we build our life on when it comes to living our life in the Spirit. Amen? Now listen and understand this principle as we get into Numbers, that God sent the best that Israel had from the 12 tribes to go into where? The Promised Land, all right? How many of us know exactly everything that's in the Promised Land? I don't, but every day I'm looking in the Promised Land for what he's promised me. You understand the principle? The Promised Land for Israel, they couldn't find out by sending spies just for a short time, but God let them see, and they brought back what kind of fruit? Grapes the size of a man's hand. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. How many of you like to sink into one of those? But what else did they see? Giants in the land. Giants, say giants. Anytime you and I are moving forward in the Promised Land of his word, we're going to run into circumstances. We're going to run into giants that would just about take us out if we let them. Now, people don't understand sometimes, but the word of God says that we see things not as though they were. We don't go by what's seen. We go by what? The realm of the spirit. Am I right? That's what it says in Corinthians. Now, listen, they saw giants, but what did God tell them? That this land belonged to, it's promised. You and I can be promised something by God, yet we run into difficulties, and what happens? We start talking contrary to what God said. What did God say? Promised land. We pray for somebody with a sickness and disease on them, and nothing changes. How do you talk, Pastor? You talk like this. We come against that cancer in the name of Jesus. Well, Pastor, are you saying there's no cancer? No, the law of confession and faith works this way. If I can just get to his garment, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Now listen, The woman was not denying that she had the issue of bleeding. What she was saying was, I'm calling things that are not, though they were. But if you go pray for somebody and I go pray for somebody and don't believe that God has already done it, not that he's going to do it, talk as if it's already happened. Let it come out of your mouth that way, because in fact, it's already happened. It's already done. Say already done. A few years ago, there was a bunch of books called Power to Praise and all kinds of praise books. Some of you remember them? I think it was Merlin Carruthers wrote them. And I remember one of them that a woman came to him one day and said, Pastor, my daughter is in a strip joint and she's just messed up. She was brought up and raised in the church. He said, well, let's do this. Let's pray how you'd like her to be. How would you like her to be? Well, a godly woman back in church and taking care of her family. And she began to speak. Listen to me now. She began to speak of what she wanted her daughter to be. Not where she was. The next day, there's a knock at the house of this woman. She opens the door, and who was it? It was her prodigal daughter who came home. And it happened at the very same moment that her and the pastor were praying. Don't talk about where she is. Don't speak about how bad she is. But begin to speak about what you want her to be. My God, have mercy. See, that's the power of confession. See, that's what the word says. Why are you saying it's too difficult for you? It's not the same for you as it was then. Your situation and mine is no more difficult than anybody else's. When it happens to us personally, it seems it is. But Jesus is greater than any mountain. And Jesus said, speak unto the mountain. The mountain could be job, could be money, could be family, could be sickness and disease. You speak to it what the word of God says, and you call into the future what rightfully belongs here right now. You're not, listen, this is a stumbling stone. I'm going to say it again till we all get it in our spirit. You're not denying the fact that something is not there. But there's a power greater than any sickness and disease, greater than anything you and I will ever go through in life, and we can call the manifestation of that right now. Now, I know by the Spirit of God, because that's the only thing I know by. Listen to me. Right now, I know that folks are going through difficulties. Now, here's what I want you to do. We're going to take the time. Right where you are, I don't want you to be silent, but I want you to, right now where you are, say what it is, speak that mountain out, and then begin to speak to the manifestation of the Spirit of God into this very moment in time, and be like the woman who prayed for her daughter, and when her daughter came home the next day, everything had changed supernaturally. Why? Because they spoke of things that are not as though they were and drew in the realm of the Spirit and brought what was there back here to earth. Right? Are you hearing me? Forever what, O Lord, your word is settled where? It's only unsettled down here. You understand that? There are many animals in the animal world that stay with one mate their entire life. God made them that way. You understand? But in natural, do we do that? No. Understand that. We know right from wrong. We know this is cheating, this is lying, this is stealing. But we want to call, listen, the Spirit of the living God right now, in this very moment of time, into your very seat where you're sitting, and those watching and listening also around the globe, I want you to take a moment to do that. Whatever it is, I don't care how big it is to you, it's not bigger than God. The last part of that, Numbers 13, they compared the giants to themselves rather than comparing the giants to God. You and I are not grasshoppers in the sight of any problem that comes our way. It doesn't matter how big it is, how small it is. I'm telling you, God is bigger than anything you and I could ever put together, manufacture, or run into in our lifetime. And he's just waiting to deliver the answer to you and I. So what I want you to do is quietly, but I want you to say it so you can hear it. Speak about the problem or something you're going through, and then call to the Spirit of the living God. Ask for a scripture verse to come in your spirit and speak it out loud. Go ahead and do that. That's what we're doing right now. If you don't have anything wonderful, just begin to pray and intercede for those that do. Go ahead. Make sure you can hear yourself. Just thinking in our head isn't going to work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Everything rises and falls on the level of our confession in Jesus' name. Everything rises and falls. Joshua and Caleb, It took 40 years, but they received the promise that God gave them because they spoke by faith. We're right now speaking by faith, speaking by faith, speaking by faith. All of Israel didn't enter the promised land, all because of their words. We're speaking words that line up with you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They were as grasshoppers. They formed a reality. They formed something in their seeing, in their mind. They didn't allow the word of God to form it, but the grasshoppers they were, because the giants became a reality to them. There is no giant bigger than God himself. There is no giant that God doesn't already know about, and he'll squash like he took a Goliath down in Jesus' name. Don't let our words of unbelief and doubt come into our life and prove fatal to us. It proved fatal to the folks of Israel. But don't let that happen now. Instead, we say and we stir up out of our spirit what God's word says. Amen. What God's word says. Hallelujah. Say what God's word says. Now listen to me. Listen to me close. There are a lot of preachers, and there's some I've had to stop listening to. They're out there saying things that do not line up with the word of God. They do not line up with the word of God. And you know what you need to do? Shut the thing off. Don't listen to them. Because sometimes what we'll do is we'll lift the preacher up and say, well, such and such said it. Such and such wrote it. I don't care who said it and who wrote it. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, get away from it, because it's a cancer that will eat you and I up. I'm telling you, one simple word, one small word could take you and I out of God's perfect plan for our life. Amen? Now listen to me. Faith, say this with me, faith will always talk the end results instead of what's in the present and what exists. That's how faith speaks. Faith does what? It always talks. God always speaks the answer, not the problem. Jesus did the same thing. We talked about the woman with the issue of blood. How about the person with the withered hand? What did God say? What did Jesus say? Stretch forth your... He didn't say withered hand. He said, stretch forth your hand. And what happened as she stretched forth her hand? It was healed. Glory to God. How about the 10 lepers? What happened? As they were going, and show yourself to the high priest. As they were going, what happened? Healing hit them in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Can you see that happening? I like what he said to the woman with the issue of blood. He said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your confession just now and calling to the answer that you and I can't see in the natural, but calling into the realm of the spirit, into existence, the manifestation of it. Listen to me. It will work every time. It took Joshua and Caleb 40 years to see that, because God was dealing with the nation of Israel. If you'll follow, my God, everybody who's ever come at Israel is no longer there, is dwindling. Even today, follow through history. You can't touch God's people. And if you don't think it's true, follow through history and see everybody that's tried to mess with Israel. It's not going to work. Amen. Don't mess with God's people. Don't mess with God's people. This is a prophetic word. Don't you mess with God's people. Here's another prophetic word. You and I are God's people. Don't you mess with us. Don't you mess with us. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.